This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured every woman in the country that his government will eliminate every obstacle standing in the way of women's reservation. Addressing the nation last night, the PM said, those parties opposing women's reservation will not be able to prevent the nation's women from increasing their participation in parliament and the state assemblies. He said the BJP and NDA's resolve to empower women remains unwavering. He said it was deeply painful to see that when this legislation in the interest of women was defeated and parties like Congress, DMK, SP and TMC were applauding.
साथियों हमारे लिए देश हित सर्वोपरि है लेकिन जब कुछ लोगों के लिए दल हित सब कुछ हो जाता है दल हित देश हित से बड़ा हो जाता है तो नारी शक्ति को देश हित को इसका खामियाजा उठाना पड़ता है इस बार भी यही हुआ है कांग्रेस डीएमके टीएमसी और समाजवादी पार्टी जैसे दलों की स्वार्थी राजनीति का नुकसान देश की नारी शक्ति को उठाना पड़ा है
Senior BJP leader and PM Modi will address several public meetings in support of party candidates in West Bengal, in Bankura, Purulia, Jharkhand and other districts today. He will address a public meeting in Barjora in Bankura district followed by campaigns in other districts. BJP leader and Union Minister JP Nadda will attend rallies in Cooch Behar and Jalpaiguri districts today and party president Nitin Nabin will address public meeting at Balurghat town of Dakshin Dinajpur district followed by a roadshow in Malda. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the ongoing situation in West Asia and assessed India's preparedness during an informal meeting of a group of ministers in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda and other union ministers. During the meeting, the Defence Minister described the situation in West Asia as uncertain and volatile and said India must be ready for both de-escalation and any possible escalation. Government today approved the procurement of potatoes in Uttar Pradesh alongside chana procurement operations in Andhra Pradesh and also extended Toor, pigeon pea procurement time frame in Karnataka. Approved by Union Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, these procurements guarantee that farmers receive fair and remunerative prices for their hard-earned produce. They effectively shield producers from the hardships of distressed sales in volatile markets and contribute to overall stability and predictability in the agricultural marketplace, fostering a more secure environment for cultivation and trade. Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, emphasized the growing participation of women in civil services, noting that their share has now crossed 31% and is steadily progressing towards one-third of the total successful candidates. Addressing a felicitation ceremony organized by Share India Smile Foundation under its Mission IAS initiative for Achievers of Civil Services Examination 2025, Dr. Singh said, the changing gender composition of the civil services is one of the most encouraging indicators of the country's evolving socio-economic landscape. He said that about a decade ago, women constituted roughly around 20% of successful candidates. In Uttarakhand, the Char Dham Yatra will formally commence with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri in Uttarkashi district today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami flagged off buses for the Yatra from Rishikesh yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, he said ensuring smooth, safe and well-organized pilgrimage is the government's top priority. The Chief Minister also urged all devotees to maintain cleanliness at religious sites and along the travel routes. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 194 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.